raccoon.
Okay, it's a raccoon. Tonight's book is Super Manny Cleans Up by Kelly DiPuccio and Stephanie Gragen, or Gragen, maybe. Okay. Every weekend, Manny and Gertie put on their capes and saved the planet from danger. They wrangled stampeding dinosaurs at the museum. We are mighty! At the library, they tamed ferocious lions. That looks familiar, doesn't it?
Yeah.
What does it look like? We know those lions. We've seen them before.
Fortitude and patience.
Oh, you remember. Well done. Yes. They're the two lions outside the New York City Public Library.
Yeah.
We are awesome, they're saying inside the library. Look, and this lady's saying, shh. They battle snapping, snarling veggie monsters at the farmer's market. We are tough. Look at all the vegetables lying around. They're looking pretty scared. And when an angry 12-foot-tall yeti showed up at their backyard fort, Manny and Gertie found a way to calm the beast. We are smart. Oh, look, they're playing checkers inside the fort with the yeti. I am Super Manny.
I am Super Gertie.
There wasn't a monster or mobster in the universe this dynamic duo couldn't defeat. Manny and Gertie often fought their toughest battles at the city park. There they lassoed flying dragons. They reached a peaceful agreement with the wicked squirrel queen and her army. They faced down a fleet of giant turtles from outer space. Wait! Manny ran over to his crime-fighting partner. We don't have time to wait, Gertie shouted back. If we don't defeat them now, we're going to be turtle food on Neptune. Manny pointed to the pond. Seriously, he said. Look! Gertie lifted her goggles. Oh no, poor little guy, she said sadly. What's happened to one of the turtles?
Got one thing all over the neck.
He's got something trapped, a piece of plastic stuck around his neck. That's no good, is it, Rory?
No.
Manny and Gertie looked around and noticed there was trash scattered all over the park. Litter bugs, Manny announced angrily. He could see swarms of them everywhere now, perched in trees, hiding in flower beds, and darting across the playground. Litter bugs. Everyone walked right past the empty bottles, crumpled cups, and plastic bags the litter bugs had left behind. How could they not see the trash too? Why didn't anyone care? Gertie's cape snapped in the wind. She looked at the turtle again, and then she said the noblest, most important thing she ever could have said. We have to do something! Manny nodded in agreement. We are mighty, he reminded her. And awesome and tough and smart, Gertie added. Manny and Gertie worked tirelessly that afternoon to clean up the park. Soon, families and joggers and police officers and bike riders remembered they too were heroes and they pitched in to help. By sunset, the litter bugs had been defeated and the park was clean. There was more work ahead, to be sure, but this battle had been won. The turtles were very grateful. Manny and Gertie were grateful too. Because every superhero needs a planet worth saving. That was really good, Rory. That was like about keeping our planet clean, wasn't it? And not leaving litter around the place.
Yeah.
Yeah, we try our best not to do that, don't we? We do.
Wait, Mum. There's the yeti again.
Mm.